The Case of the Vanishing Seals.
An Alaskan Island Mystery.
From KUCB News in Unalaska, this is Seal, a marine mammal mystery told in bite-sized chunks. I'm John Ryan. The story is true.
An Alaskan Island Mystery.
I'm sitting in the middle of the Bering Sea, or to be more precise, I'm sitting in a viewing blind on St. Paul Island. I'm about 500 miles from Siberia and about 300 miles from the Alaskan mainland. I'm also sitting in the middle of one of the world's largest gatherings of mammals. Every summer, hundreds of thousands of northern fur seals converge on the beaches of St. Paul. More of these fur seals come ashore here than anywhere else on Earth. There's too many to count, but I can see thousands of seal pups and mothers on the rocks and tundra all around me. It's so many that it's hard to believe that many, many more seals used to come to this island. Commercial hunting stopped decades ago, but the seals' numbers are still plummeting nearly 5% a year. I've come to St. Paul to try to understand why and what it means for the Aleut people who also depend on the Bering Sea for their survival.
We are people of the seals.
Greg Freitas Sr. is a tribal elder on St. Paul.
The fur seals are declining fast. They're dying.
The world's largest village of Aleut or Unungan people is here on St. Paul. Greg Freitas has been hunting here since he was six.
1951, the first time I ever worked with the fur seals. I'm going to be 75, and every chance I get, I hunt.
Aleuts were the labor force for commercial seal hunts that used to kill tens of thousands of seals a year. Russian traders and later the American government made big money selling seal furs for high fashion. These days, Aleut natives take just a few hundred seals a year for subsistence.
I really rely on my native food. The fur seal, all the birds, the ducks, and everything.
On St. Paul and nearby St. George Island, food from the outside world is pricey. Freitas says eating that Western food also makes people of the Pribilof Islands, the people of the seals, unhealthy.
I did that too, and now I'm taking medications to control my high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, because of that food. So I prefer my native food.
Seal meat's not as popular as it used to be, but Freitas says it's still the most important local food on these isolated islands. Eighth grader Carly Bordakovsky has started joining the subsistence hunts on St. Paul.
Like every summer I go. Sometimes I watch like to keep the herd not going off anywhere. I just keep it in a big circle.
I interviewed Carly during a school field trip. The teenagers were learning how to hunt sea lions.
Last week my family, we went out to that camp house over there and they boiled, I forgot what it's called, some Aleut word, but they boiled seal and it's really good and I like the heart. That's really good.
Compared to the number of fur seals still out there, or even the number of seals that disappear each year, the local seal hunt for local food is very small. And the island rookeries where the seals breed and raise their young are strictly protected. Whatever's making seals disappear, it must be happening where they spend most of their lives, out in the Bering Sea and the North Pacific. Or is it?
I need to catch these guys before they interrupt any more seals.
Can I follow you or should I?
Next time on Seal. Seal is a production of KUCB News in Unalaska, with support from the Institute for Journalism and Natural Resources. Reporting from St. Paul Island, I'm John Ryan.